every week from 7 to 9:30 at its tap room in the Rhino neighborhood. For more information, go to stemciders.com.
Good evening, everybody. The time is 7:01 on a Thursday evening. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name's Will Two-Step, and this is Highway 322, KGNU's weekly, each and every Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m., folk program. Today, we're going to take a little dip back a tad bit toward the Civil Rights era, right off the bat, and then we're going to have a little bit more fun toward the latter part of the program. You can call here at 303-442-4242, 1-800-737-3030, a DJ at kgnu.org, and online at kgnu.org. You can see the playlist and also have archived any of the programs you like to listen to again that you might have missed. All right, like I said, we're going to start off a little bit around the Civil Rights era, themed some songs, and explore some of that. But right now, I'm going to start the evening off with a Dylan tune that came out January 13th, 1964 was the release date. Bob recorded it on August 7th in 63. It was included on his first album, Freewheelin' Bob Dylan. And he actually, one of the first times he sang the song was in 1963, the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom on August 28th, at which Martin Luther King gave his I Give a Dream speech. So there's a little historical context for you. Let's hit it right off with this, and I hope you're having a great evening. Stay warm. You go putting their log on fire.
A bullet from the back of a bush took Medgar Evers' blood. A finger fired the trigger to his name. A handle hit out in the dark. A hand set the spark. Two eyes took the aim behind a man's brain. But he can't be blamed. He's only a pawn in their game. The South politician preaches to the poor white man. You got more than the blacks, don't complain. You're better than them, you've been born with white skin, they explain. And the Negro's name is used, it is plain, for the politician's gain as he rises to fame. And the poor white remains on the caboose of the train, but it ain't him to blame. He's only a pawn in their game. The deputy sheriffs, the soldiers, the governors get paid. And the marshals and cops get the same. But the poor white man's used in the hands of them all like a tool. He's taught in his school from the start by the rule that the laws are with him to protect his white skin. To keep up his hate, so he never thinks straight about the shape that he's in. But it ain't him to blame, he's only a pawn in their game. from the poverty shacks. He looks from the cracks to the tracks, and the hoofbeats pound in his brain, and he's taught how to walk in a pack, shoot in the back with his fist in a clinch, to hang and to lynch, to hide neath the hood, to kill with no pain, like a dog on a chain. He ain't got no name, but it ain't him to blame. He's only a pawn in their game. Today, Medgar Evers was buried from the bullet he caught. They're lowering him down as a king. But when the shadowy sun sets on the one that fired the gun, you'll see by his grave, on the stone that remains, carved next to his name, his epitaph plain, only a pawn in their game.
Well, ain't gonna let nobody, Lottie, turn me around. Well, turn me around. Well, turn me around. Ain't gonna let nobody, Lottie, turn me around. Well, keep on walking, keep on talking, marching up to freedom land. Well, ain't gonna let segregation, Lordy, turn me around. Well, turn me around. Well, turn me around. Ain't gonna let segregation, Lordy, turn me around. Well, keep on walking, keep on talking, marching up to freedom land. Well, ain't gonna let no police dogs turn me around. Well, turn me around. Well, turn me around. Ain't gonna let no police dogs turn me around. Well, keep on walking, keep on talking, marching up to freedom land. Well, ain't gonna let no sheriff, Lordy, turn me around. Well, turn me around. Well, turn me around. Ain't gonna let no sheriff, Lordy, turn me around. Said, keep on walking, keep on talking, marching up to freedom land. Well, ain't gonna let nobody, Lordy, turn me around. Said, turn me around. Well, turn me around. Ain't gonna let nobody, Lordy, turn me around. Well, keep on walking, keep on talking, marching up to freedom land.
Don't you weep, don't you moan.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you moan. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Moses stood on the Red Sea shore, smoting the water with a 2x4.
Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
she wore three links of a chain. Every link was in freedom's name.
Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Singing, baby.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you mourn.
mother, ain't you got a right? Tell my father, ain't you got a right? All the little children, ain't you got a right? Ain't you got a right to the tree of life? All my brothers, ain't you got a right? Tell my sisters, ain't you got a right? Tell everybody, ain't you got a right? Ain't you got a right to the tree of life? Ain't you got a right?
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 Ain't you got a right
to the tree of life? Gonna tell all my brothers.
Ain't you got a right?
Gonna tell all my sisters.
Ain't you got a right?
I'm gonna tell it to the world.
Ain't you got a right
to the tree of life?
You got a right.
Ain't you got a right?
Ain't you got a right?
Ain't you got a right?
Ain't you got a right
to the tree of life? My life will be sweeter.
Ain't you got a right?
So sweet someday.
Ain't you got a right?
Ain't you got a right?
Ain't you got a right
to the tree of life?
Ain't you got a right?
Ain't you got a right?
Yes, we've all got a right. You can tell all the little children.
Ain't you got a right
to the tree of life?
We come from a distance.
Ain't you got a right?
Yes, we've all got a right.
Ain't you got a right?
Ain't you got a right?
Ain't you got a right
to the tree?
I'll sing of Joseph Hillstrom, better known as Old Joe Hill. Murdered by a firing squad, shot but never killed. His will said that his ashes be strewn across the land, so flowers that refuse to die will rise up strong and stand. We sing his songs to fan the flames and talk about him much. The ashes of this rebel voice are still too hot to touch. Joe's corpse lay in Chicago, where 30,000 marched. They flew the wobbly banner high above the throng it arched. The workers sang and cheered his name, they did not eulogize. They honored Joe Hill's last request, don't mourn, organize. And the Union took Joe's body, which then they did cremate. His ashes stuffed in envelopes and mailed to every state. Except, of course, to Utah, for Joe had clearly said, don't leave me here in Utah, there I wouldn't be caught dead. We sing his songs to fan the flames and talk about him much. The ashes of this rebel voice are still too hot to touch. Then someone in the mailroom discovered what was up. The postmaster was summoned, the mailing to disrupt. An envelope tore open in the canceling machine. Was just Joe's way of saying automation is obscene. with patriotic fervor. That postmaster was seized. He treated that poor envelope as if it was diseased. He said, I won't deliver such subversive mail. So for a while, Joe had to wait in some dead letter file. We sing his songs to fan the flames and talk about him much. The ashes of this rebel voice are still too hot to touch. At long last, the post office sent Joe's ashes to D.C. to the archives like an artifact of ancient history. The Wobblies in Chicago asked that he be sent home. They wouldn't see him cataloged down in that catacomb. So Joe's back with the Wobblies, and thus concludes my tale. But if there is a moral, I might say don't trust the mail. We'll build that one big union before Joe's ash gets cold, and we'll bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old. We sing his songs to fan the flames and talk about him much. The ashes of this rebel voice are still too hot to touch. We sing his songs to fan the flames and talk about him much. The ashes of this rebel voice are still too hot to touch. The ashes of this rebel voice are still too hot to touch.
There's one thing that's characteristic of the labor movement. It is that we never forget our heroes. We don't lose track of them. And they continue to teach us through their songs and through their lives, through the things that they said. Over in the little town of Galway, Sweden, there a man was born to a working class family. He learned to speak English working on the freighters going between his native Sweden and England. And then before the turn of the century, he joined his brother and they migrated to the United States like so many others. He worked as a dock hand, as a machinist, as a harvest stiff, all the way across the country to San Pedro, California. In Sweden, his name was Joel Emanuel Hegeland. In this country, he shortened that to Joseph Hillstrom. And then finally, his fellow workers turned it into Joe Hill. And Joe Hill, well, he was executed November 19th, 1915 in the state of Utah, where I'm from, for writing songs. He wrote songs to help people to define their problems and hopefully help them to define their solutions. It cost him his life, and we're still here, so we owe him something, you know. So we sing about him. Joe wrote to, when he was in prison in Utah, he wrote to Big Bill Haywood, Secretary Treasurer of the Industrial Workers of the World. He said, Dear Bill, I die like a true rebel. Don't mourn for me, but organize. Then he said, Bill, I want you to promise me that if they kill me, that you take my body over the border into Wyoming, because I don't want to get caught dead in Utah. Being from Utah, I know there's lots of us that feel that way. Some people say that Joe Hill's last true and authentic words, reporters anyway, say the last thing they ever heard come out of his mouth was the words, ready, aim, fire, as he delivered the order for his execution to the firing squad. The night before his execution, he passed a small note out through the bars of his prison cell there at the old Sugar House prison. And that was his last will. My will is easy to decide, for there is nothing to divide. My kin don't need to fuss and moan. Moss does not cling to a rolling stone. My body? Ah, if I could choose, I would to ashes it reduce, and let some merry breezes blow them to where some flowers grow. Perhaps some fading flower then would take root and bloom again. This is my last and final will. Good luck to all of you, Joe Hill.
Hey, this is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Highway 322 is the name of the program, and my name's Will Two-Step. That was Utah Phillips with Joe Hill's Last Will. That comes to us from an album called Don't Mourn, Organize, the songs of labor songwriter Joe Hill. Preceding Utah was Mark Levy, also from the same album. And that track title was called Joe Hill's Ashes. Preceding Mark was Guy Carawan. And that's from the album called Tree of Life. And we heard Ain't You Got a Right to the Tree of Life. For Guy was Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen. This comes to us from a compilation of Appleseed Recordings, Appleseed label. It's called Appleseed's 21st Anniversary, Roots and Branches. And that was If I Had a Hammer. Bruce Springsteen's rendition of that, I thought was pretty nice. Comes to us on this, like I said, this Appleseed's, it's a 21st Anniversary, Roots and Branches, but it's a 3-CD set. And they were including 57 different tracks on that one. And let's see here. If I Had a Hammer was written by Pete Seeger and Lee Hayes. First performed in 1949. It was released in 1950. And its B-side was Banks of Marble. And that came out on the Hootenanny label. And about a dozen years later or so, I guess that became a number 10, a top 10 hit with Peter, Paul, and Mary's recording of it in 1962. It's been around a long time. Pete writes some well ones, huh? Some really good ones. Kim and Reggie Harris, along with Bernice Johnson Reagan, gave us Oh Mary, Don't You Weep. And that's from a compilation called Get On Board, Underground Railroad and Civil Rights Freedom Songs. And that was Volume 2. Julius Lester preceding Kim and Reggie with Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around, and that's from a compilation called Freedom is a Struggle. Bob Dylan started off from The Times They Are Changing, Only a Pawn in Their Game. The number here is 303-442-4242 or 1-800-737-3030, dj@kgnu.org. Let's see here. So we got about 32 minutes left at 7:28. Let's get right back to some music. Stay tuned. At 8 o'clock is Jack with Ragtime America from 8 to 9, followed at 9 o'clock with Swing Shift. So stay tuned to KGNU for the rest of your evening. Stay warm, everybody. And let's kick this one off with Joel Raphael. This is an interesting one I stumbled into. This also comes from the Appleseed compilation. 21st anniversary. Joel Raphael, Arlo Guthrie, and somebody else is escaping me right now. Anyway, hope you enjoy it.
I stood on this stepstone when school days was o'er, long for the time to go by. Now that it's gone, I stand here tonight, bid this old stepstone goodbye. Goodbye to my stepstone, goodbye to my home. God bless the ones that I leave with a sigh. Fields will be widening and I will be gone to ramble this wide world alone. Stone at eventide now, and the wind whistles by with the moan. Now that it's gone, I stand here tonight, goodbye to my stepstone and home.
Goodbye
stepstone, goodbye to my home. God bless the ones that I leave with a sigh. Fields will be whitening and I will be gone to ramble this wide world alone.
To be parted from those that we love, when reversals in fortune have come. The world's strongest heartstrings are broken and plain, with the absence of loved ones and home.
Goodbye to my stepstone, goodbye to my home. God bless the ones that I leave with a sigh. Fields will be whitening and I will be gone to ramble this wide world alone.
of us are walkers, some of us are hikers, some of us are joggers, some of us are bikers, some of us are striders, some of us are strollers, some of us are riders, some of us are rollers.
Going up the mountain, going up the mountain, going up the mountain, higher and higher. Going up the mountain, going up the mountain, going up the mountain, higher.
Some of us are tall, some of us are taller, some of us are small, some of us are smaller, some of us are strong, some of us are stronger, some can go for long, some can go for longer.
Going up the mountain, going up the mountain, going up the mountain, higher and higher. Going up the mountain, going up the mountain, going up the mountain, higher and higher.
Some of us are brown, some of us are white, some of us have skin the color of the midnight. All of us have hearts the color of the fire. Going up the mountain, higher and higher.
Going up the mountain, going up the mountain, going up the mountain, higher and higher. Going up the mountain, going up the mountain, going up the mountain, higher and higher. Going up the mountain, going up mountain, going up the mountain, higher and higher. Going up the mountain, going up the mountain, going up the mountain, higher and higher. Going up the mountain, higher and higher.
Hi, this is Helen Forster from E-Town. Our dear friend and brilliant musician, Gregory Alan Isakoff, joins us, along with singer-songwriter extraordinaire Raylan Baxter. Plus, we'll share a story of a couple in Florida cleaning up the beaches in a big way this week in E-Town.
Sunday morning at 11 on KGNU.
Yeah, this is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. In Fort Collins, we're 98.7 FM. In Denver, there's an AM transmitter at 1390, and of course, 88.5 FM here in Boulder. My name's Will Two-Step. Thank you for tuning in and choosing community radio this evening. This is Highway 322. We're coming up onto the last 17 minutes, 18 minutes, and we just ended that set with Cy Conn from his album Courage, Going Up the Mountain. Preceding Cy Conn was the Hayden Triplets, self-titled album. When I Stopped Dreaming was the name of that tune. Gordon Bach, B-O-K, Gordon Bach, from the album Herrings in the Bay. We heard a melody, Where is the Light and Memory for Seal Island? Fairly new release here in the studio, 2 months old maybe. And then started the set off there with the Joel Raphael Band, including, featuring Arlo Guthrie, Jackson Browne, and Jimmy LaFave. Real nice tune there called Stepstone. You'll find that on the Appleseed's 21st anniversary Roots and Branches 3-CD collection. And, yeah, thanks for tuning in tonight. It is Winter Bike to Work Day tomorrow, so bundle up. Speaking of that, let's take a look at that real quick. So, speaking of weather, right, if you're going to do that, tomorrow you can expect a high of about 35 tomorrow. Not bad. And tonight, like right now, 3 degrees here in the Boulder Municipal Airport. And the humidity is 85%. And it's going to warm up. Saturday is going to be about a high of 41 with a low of about 16. A slight chance of snow showers Saturday evening. And then it just kind of gets really nice. High of about 36 on Sunday. And good February weather. Again, let's see. So, hey, let's get back to some music. And we got 16 minutes left in the program. Stay tuned for Jack Rummel with Ragtime America. But first, we're going to listen to some Donovan. Haven't played Donovan in quite a period of time. Here we go.
From out of the darkness and into the light. From out of the darkness and into the light. From out of the blind and into the sight. From out of the darkness and into the light.
I'm just a poor man's sunshine.
From out of the darkness and into the light. From out of the water and into the air. From out of the water and into the air. Out of the know and into the where. From out of the water and into the air.
I'm just a poor man's sunshine.
A poor man's sunshine. From out of the water and into the air. From out of the street and onto the stage. From out of the street and onto the stage.
Do, 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 do.
Out of my head and onto the page. From out of the street and onto the stage.
I'm just a poor man's sunshine.
A poor man's sunshine. From out of the street and onto the stage. Yeah. Rip, 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 rip. Out of the Lincoln and into the Lear. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's out of the Lincoln and into the Lear. Yeah, yeah. Away with the past, away with the fear. It's out of the Lincoln and into the Lear.
I'm just a poor man's sunshine.
A poor man's sunshine. A poor man's sunshine. Oh, a poor man's sunshine. A poor man's sunshine. A poor man's sunshine.
I'm just a poor man's sunshine.
A poor man's sunshine.
I'm just a poor man's sunshine.
Poor man's sunshine.
Yeah,
oh yeah, oh
yeah,
oh yeah. I'm just a poor man's
sunshine.
Yeah. I'm just a poor man's sunshine. Sunshine. Poor man's sunshine. A poor man's sunshine. fine year. Basically, it's so elemental. A southern boys are sentimental. Well, I don't do dope. I don't drink wine and I likes to play. I bit the badger all day. It's cheaper that way. Girl, I miss the way you kissed and the smell of your hat. Well, it hurt so much whenever you wasn't there. Darling, you caught me when I'm only singing because I'm feeling lonely. Well, the Bible says a man shall wait while he did so. Basically, it's so elemental that I was born this sentimental. Well, you came around the way of town, said I was your friend till the very end. It didn't work that way.
One, two, three, four.
rose me lève, se dit le soleil. Come on over the hill in no hurry. Pardonne-moi beaucoup la nuit. You got sleepy eyes aujourd'hui. It's a slow. La demi-lumière qui tombe à travers le temps qu'on n'a pas envie m'en aller, pas envie travailler. It's a slow.
Have to wrap up the show here. That's Ray Bonneville from his album Roll It Down Slow, Matine. Jeff Tweedy from a new album called Warm. I Know What I What It's Like. Hot Club Sandwich, and again another new album here in the studio. It's called No Pressure, Swang Thing. From an album called Pizza Box preceding Hot Club Sandwich was Danny Barnes, his new release. We heard the title track, Pizza Box. Start set off there with Donovan from Appleseed's 21st Anniversary Collection, Poor Man Sunshine. Time is exactly 8 o'clock. Stay tuned for Jack with Ragtime America. I'd like to say thanks for all the phone calls. And Dave, thanks for the chuckle, man. I love it. Love it. Love it. Enjoy it. Everybody enjoy. And be careful out there tonight. Stay tuned for Ragtime America.
Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight, in honor of February being Black History Month, we are going to explore the music and the history of a gentleman that we don't hear too often, but certainly very, very important in the field of music in general and ragtime in particular. I'll be quoting a lot from Professor Bill Edwards and the biography that he posts on his website. Great website, incidentally, if you're trying to look up something. Joe Jordan, I shouldn't say that. Let's turn that around. Joseph Zachariah Taylor Jordan, better known as Joe Jordan, born February 11th, 1882, and Bill says, one of the lesser regarded composers of the ragtime era by some historians, Joe Jordan may not have had the later prominence of Scott Joplin or Ubi Blake, but he still had the influence of them, and during his lifetime was certainly more successful in many regards than Joplin. In fact, some have equated Jordan's musical life as the one that Joplin should have had but was not able to achieve. While some of his efforts were actually made famous by other performers, he still needs to be regarded as both musician and entrepreneur, having lived a long and adventurous life full of notable milestones. He was born into a rich environment of music in Cincinnati, somewhat of a musical prodigy. His father had been working as a cook for some time when he was born. Joe was surrounded by music at an early age. Cincinnati was full of bands, orchestras, and choirs, sponsored by all manners of organizations, as well as a noted music conservatory. The original instrument that was chosen by his mother was the violin. In spite of considerable efforts by an early German music teacher, Joe seemed unable to pick up the ability to read music, learning primarily by rote, but doing so with great facility. As his older sister was taking lessons on the piano, Joe was able to pick up some of his skills by listening to and copying her. He was also able to take in some of Cincinnati's music scene, including some pre-ragtime musings of syncopated piano pieces played by itinerant musicians. Around the mid-1890s, the family moved to St. Louis, where his father managed a billiards parlor. And over the next several years, given that the establishment was near the Tenderloin District in St. Louis, Joe wandered around the town, probably listening to the earliest performances of ragtime performed by Tom Turpin and his contemporary Louis Chavon in the brothels and saloons of St. Louis. He picked up some of his early ragtime skills from Turpin, and more importantly, the desire to learn and read music as Tom had. With Turpin's guidance, he learned to read and write music notation sufficiently in order to become not just a player, but a versatile performer and composer. Let's stop at this point and listen to a great piece that I'm sure Joe Jordan must have heard. This one